So we get up to Daf Dalet Amud Beis, and the case was where Purim fell out on Shabbos. You may remember that. And we're not going to read the Megillah on Shabbos. We have something in place of the Megillah, which is called Sholem V'Dorshin, which we discussed at great length last week. But as far as Megillah reading is concerned, that's out of the question. So let's count up from the bottom of the Amud on Dalet Amud Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up from the bottom. And we'll start with towards the end of that line, which starts with the word L'machar, you'll see it says, B'Shabbos lo karina. Yes? So we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, my time. And this is one of the most famous statements in all of Moed, in all of Sefer Moed, or I should say the section of Mishnayos, which is called Seder Moed. Omar Rabba, Hakol Chayav B'Kriyas HaMegillah, V'ein Hakol B'Kiyam B'Mikra Megillah. We'll get back to Tkiyas Shofar, which you may find in parentheses. So that everybody's obligated in Mikra Megillah. However, not everybody is such an expert knowing how to read the Megillah. Therefore, we're not going to allow Megillah reading on Shabbos. Gzeira Shemi Yitlenu B'Yado V'Yelech Eitzel Baki Lilmod V'Avirenu Arba Amos B'Shusarav. We're afraid that he might, without even thinking, take the Megillah in his hands, walk to a Baki in order to learn. He's not even thinking it out, and he's forgetting that it's Shabbos. You know, he's so involved in Purim that he forgets it's Shabbos. And he's going to carry it for Amos B'Shusarav. This is called the famous Gzeira D'Rabba.
I always had so many questions on this whole Svara.
Okay, so hold on to your questions, because we'll see if we can answer them. But first, V'hainu Taima D'Shofar. And the same Gzeira of Rabba applies to Tkiyas Shofar on Shabbos. So we're not going to blow the Shofar on Shabbos. And the reason for that is, again, because he might take the Shofar over to an expert and forget it's Shabbos, and he'll carry it for Amos, Bishlus Aravin. And this Gzeira applies to Tkiyas Shofar that's not Docheh Shabbos anywhere outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara is going to tell us in Masechta Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis that in the Beis HaMikdash there is no such Gzeira. Hainu time of the Lulav, if Shabbos coincides with the first day of Sukkot, we will not allow taking the lulav, because once again it takes a certain amount of expertise to know how to shake the lulav, the nanuim, and so forth and so on. And he might forget and carry it for Amos Birshus HaRab. So this is the Shita of Rabbah. And the Gzeir of Rabbah applies, number one, in Kriyas HaMegillah, number two, in Tkiyas Shofar, and number three, in the case of lulav. Let's immediately jump over to Tosfos. Tosfos says the following: Avol Mila B'Shabbos. Now, keep in mind that the Moel has to carry what's called the Ismal, which is the Sakin Shel Mila, and he might inadvertently on Shabbos carry it for Amos B'Shus HaRamin. So Tosfos says we know that Mila B'Shabbos is a very common occurrence. The Ein Lidchos. We're not going to push off the mitzvah of Mila B'Shabbos for the sake of Gzeira D'Rava, the Chamira, because of the severity of Mila. That Mila is so wonderful and it's so important, especially on the eighth day, Shekein Nichrus Oleh Yud Gimel Brisos. 13 times in the Torah we speak about the Bris of Mila. V'gam, and furthermore, Eino D'mol Elim Kenavi Baki the Sakana Yesh B'Dover. A Moel is going to obviously be well trained. He knows exactly what to do, because otherwise there's a physical danger involved. So whereas in the case of Megillah, we don't know that he's a Baki, whereas in the case of Lulav or Shofar, we don't know if he's a Baki, so he might look for a Baki. In the case of Mila, we can assume up front that he's a Baki. Otherwise we're in deep trouble. We really hope so. Ach Nishal L'Ria Levi, the question was posed in front of the Ria Levi, one of the Balei HaTosfos, Eich Tokim B'Motzai Yom Kippur. Now keep in mind, we're going to blow the shofar at the end of the Yom Kippur service, after Ne'ilah, And at this point, he hasn't made Avdolah yet. Mm. No one has made Avdolah yet. Now, if you haven't made Avdolah, then you're blowing the shofar. And we just finished saying that with regard to shofar, we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos. So Yom Kippur is just as severe as Shabbos, and not only that, Yom Kippur could fall out on Shabbos. So it's before Avdolah, he's blowing a shofar. So the shofar itself, okay, that we could allow. In other words, that's not called a violation of Yom Kippur, because this is part of the service of Yom Kippur. But what about the problem of Shema, that he might carry it, Yavirenu Arba Amis Bishul Saram? Why don't we apply Gzeirah D'Rabba to that shofar, the shofar of Motzei Yom Kippur? Again, when he says malacha, he's referring to havaras dalad amas mishus aram. V'su, and furthermore, shem yelech etzel baki kirechai shinim v'roshon shechalios b'shabbos. Why? I made a mistake. The first question that he's asking is about shofar blowing itself. And shofar blowing itself should be kind of like a malacha. And the second question he's asking is about Gzeirah D'Rabba carrying, he might want to take the shofar to a baki. V'im kein, hayolanu lemechash, we should have been worried about high Gzeirah, the Gzeirah of Rabba. So how do we blow shofar on Motzei Yom Kippur before Havdol? V'tirates, and the Re, how Levi wants to defend our minhag. D'mishum, d'tkiya shofar chachma v'yenim alocha. In other words, as far as blowing the shofar is concerned, you don't have to be such an expert. It's not really a malacha, and you're not violating Yom Kippur with a malacha. It's only a chachma. We don't think that he's only blowing one set of tkiyas, and for that he's not going to be tempted to go to a baki.
Unlike Rosh Hashanah.
Unlike Rosh Hashanah, where he's blowing at least 30 kolos minimum. To be shum tkiya achas she'ena el zecher liyovel. The purpose of blowing shofar and Motzei Yom Kippur is to remember the Yovel, because the Yovel took place, the Yovel 50th year was initiated with Yom Kippur, and then they blew the shofar. So we want to remember the Yovel, the shofar of Yovel, so on Motzei Yom Kippur we blow the shofar. But lo itzur kuli haik, Rosh Hashanah Doraisa. But in the case of Rosh Hashanah Doraisa, we need a whole set of tekiyas, tzarech shloshim kolos, we need 30 full kolos. Masha'enkein, the Zechel Yovel, that's the Motzei Yom Kippur. All you need is basically one tekiyah, or a tashrat, just one set of tekiyahs. So for that, we're not afraid that he's going to go to a baki. And as far as blowing shofar before Avdolah is concerned, we don't have to worry, because it's a chachma v'ena malacha. For Rabbi Shmuel Omer, the dafka b'Shabbos uber Rosh Hashanah, the imma viro arba avos b'shesaram ika yisur dorais b'ha vade yeshloch shabbat motzah yom kippur da afilu ma viro dalat avos b'shesaram lo havi al yisur drabbanon do vade lo gozar b'ha vade lo gozar da v'gzeru l'gzeru. So he's saying the following: when do we blow the shofar motzah yom kippur? It's after Yom Kippur is over. It's just that drabbanon, we extend Yom Kippur and we prohibit malach until after Avdol. But that's the Drabbanon. So now again, you're going to add another Drabbanon, which says he can't blow the shofar because you might carry it to Pershus HaRamim. So that's already called a Gzeirah L'Gzeirah. So that's what we have here in Tosfos. Now what I wanted to share with you is the Yalkut Birurim. So I made some photocopies. If you want to help yourself, it's on the table in the back. And I hope you can read it. The print is a little bit small, but not too terrible, is it?
Yes,
no. So we're looking on the bottom right column, and the paragraph on the right column says, Madua nokat rabba shachashashu mishum havara mirshus aramim velo mishum hotza mirshus lirshus. So to explain the question, and this question is raised by the Rishonim already, why is Rava only worried about carrying it through Rosh Hashanah? Forget about Rosh Hashanah. The very moment that he takes it out of the, let's say, the synagogue, in the case of a shofar, in the case of a Megillah, and also we have the case of the lulav might not be necessarily in the synagogue, he might be shaking his lulav at home, but nevertheless, the moment he steps out of his house, then he goes into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That itself is called Hotzah, even if he doesn't carry it for Amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Hikshu Rishonim, Madua Noket Rabba, Shasiba Lesa Begila, B'Shabbos Ukhashah Shema, Yavirena Dalar Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, V'lo Noket Mishum Chashah Shema Yovo, V'lo Hotzi Mershus Hayochi, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And here he offers three answers to the question why Rabba puts the emphasis on Dalet Amos and not on Hotzah Mershus Lushus. Number one, he quotes Rashi in Sukkah. Rashi says, Enochinami, the Gemara of Rabba could have easily have quoted this Chashash that we're afraid of Hotzah Mershus Hayoch Lushus Rabbim. But, Kevan Sheyeshna Mofanim Sheyesh Lochush Bem Rak Li Yisr Havara V'lo Li Yisr Hotzah Nokat Iser Havar Kagonim Alulav Hayamunach Bekarmelis Obekarbev Obegina Sheinkan Iser Otzav Derais Avol Iser Havara Shayach Af Bozeh. He says the following: there are scenarios, there are situations in which there's no possibility of Otzav Mershus Lershus, but there is yet a possibility of Havaras Dalet Amos. What would be a case where it's impossible to violate Hotzah, but you can violate Mavir? For example, he says, the Lulav, and for that matter the Shofar, or the Megillah, was located in anything but a Rishus HaYochid. It was located in a public area, but that public area is not a Rishus HaRabim because there aren't what we call Shish and Ribu. It's not well populated, and it's a gina, some sort of a garden or so forth and so on. So in this case, even if he takes it out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he will not violate Shabbos through Melechus Hotzah because he never took it from Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So if the shofar or the lulav or the Megillah was not located from time T1 in a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, then in that case, there's no chashash, there's no worry about Hotzah Mershus Lushus. Meaning on a Doraisa level, all these places called a Karpaf or a Karmelis or a Gina have the status of what we call a Makom Ptur. But if you carry something from a Makom Ptur into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then you have a problem if you carry it for Amos, because that's called Mavir Dalet Amos Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. My only question on this approach is that why is this called Mavir Dalet Amos? In Hilchas Hotzah, you need what's called an Akira. Are you familiar with that?
No.
To pick it up, correct. Now, the Akira here in this case was in a Karpa. Mm-hmm. So I think what he's saying is that Rabba is afraid that he'll carry it out in the Karpa, and at some point he'll stop dead in his tracks, and then he'll continue walking. The moment he stops dead in his tracks, if he's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he now is an Akira of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Once he carries in four Amos, he'll be chayv from Melechus Mavir. Let's just see on the bottom, there's a footnote here, number Yud Beis, on the right column. And he says, Afilu lon besodeh u'megila biyodo. He's resting in some sort of a field, and the field is not a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, meaning it's not surrounded by four walls. Yesh ligzal dovar. He says, we still have gzeira of the Iser Havara, because he might carry it into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim from the Sodeh. He will take a break and he will be Omed Lofush, and then he's going to carry four Amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Now, if you take a look at footnote number Yud Gimel, he says that Tosin Sukkah asked the following question: if he picks up the shofar and he has in mind to take it out, then af behavara, even in the case of havara, he's potur. Why? Because he took it out almanas shalola viro arbarmas b'shusarabim. Right? He didn't take it out in with the mindset of carrying it for amas b'shusarabim. Nimlach achakach ve'viro she potur im lo omad lofish pain time. So he doesn't exactly ask my question, but something very similar. I was asking that if he starts in a makom ptur, he didn't have an Akira Machayevis. He's asking a slightly different question. That when he picked up the shofar, he didn't have in mind then he would carry it for Amos and Rishus Arabim. So when he changes his mind, he's not going to be chayav. Unless he's omed lochush. And that's where he quotes the smag, Sha'af kavodas Rashi, he came, Sheish lochush yavir dalet Amos mishnei shestoma od kodim sheyimtzes habaki yamod lochush. It's going to take him a while until he locates the baki, and at some point he's going to stop and take a rest. Once he stops and takes a rest, he starts a new akira. Tosas, on the other hand, now we go up to the text, back to number Beis, offers a different explanation. And he says, Shemreshus ha-yachil, Shemreshus ha-rabim, yesh heker, al yidei mechitzos. Now, as a person realizes full well that he's in a Shemreshus ha-rabim, he's in a Shemreshus ha-yachil, because Shemreshus ha-yachil is a private area that's surrounded by mechitzos. So we don't have a chashash, we're not really afraid that he'll forget that he's picking up something in Rosh Hashanah Yochid and putting it down in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. He'll certainly remind himself because he looks around and he sees he's in a closed area. He's in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. That's going to certainly remind him, hey, I better be careful and not take it out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. However, if the shofar, or again, the lulav, or the megillah, is munach Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, there's no heker mechitzos. So he might forget about the fact that he is in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and he's not allowed to carry it for Amos. Then he offers a third answer here, in the name of Rav Chagiz, that's the Kapos Tmorim, who says the Chacham Choshu Shiyov LaHavir Arba Amos Shusarabim Mishum Sheisu Zeh Eino Mefurish Bakosim. In other words, of all the different types of Hotzah that you could violate, for which you'd be Chayav, one of them is not explicit in the Pasuk. There's no indication of such a thing. It's all purely Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And that's called Mavir Dalet Amos Shusarabim. And as a result, it's not so well popularized that not everybody knows about it. Aval Iser Hotzah Mershus HaRabim. Mershus HaShus, from Mershus HaYoch to Shus HaRabim. Anoshim Zehirim Yoser, Shukosu B'Torah, Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo, B'Yom HaShabbos V'Lo Yovo, Lahotzi Mershus HaShus. So again, all the Rishonim are trying to say that we're not worried about Hotzah Mershus HaShus, either because he didn't start in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, or because he started in Rosh Hashanah Yochid and he knows very well, he's not going to forget that he's not allowed to take it out of Rosh Hashanah Yochid into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and therefore the only chashash is Mavir. Now, we saw the Tosfos that raised the question, why is it that a Moel, in a case of a Shabbos Bris, is allowed to perform Mila? Why aren't we worried that he might carry the Yizmol for Amos and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah? So first he quotes Tosfos, and that means the Chumrah of Mila, and then he says, of course, that the Moel is a Baki, and a Baki is not going to have to take the knife to another Baki and ask him any questions. And then he quotes the Ran. The Ran says, the Chachamim Gozru Shemayavir Dafka Beluav Shofar Megillah Shekulam Terudim Bohem. In other words, this is a mitzvah where it involves a certain level of tirda. Meaning, what does he mean by tirda? It's a little bit misleading. Mila is also tirda, but what he means is kulam. The word kulam here is critical, if you want to underline that word. Kulam trudim b'hem. In other words, everyone's involved in the mitzvah. And if everyone's involved in the mitzvah, then no one's watching each other. No, I'm so involved in my taking the lulav, I'm not watching you to make sure that you don't cross the boundary and go into Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. And the same is true for shofar. Now again, in the case of shofar, it's a little more complicated. Why is it kulam truda b'hem? I mean, after all, there's only one person blowing the shofar. How is shofar different than mila? He says, in the case of mila, yishkach v'yavi because his friends are not involved in the mitzvah mila, so they're there to supervise and to make sure that the moel is not going to carry it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Why not say the same thing about the shofar? It seems that the Ran is not imagining that there's one person blowing the shofar. And I think what he's saying is that since shofar is a mitzvah that's incumbent upon everyone, then everyone is considered involved in the mitzvah. And if you're involved in the mitzvah, then you're not keen to watch someone else and warn him about the mitzvah. If you take a look in Tezayin and Yudzayin on the bottom, he quotes the Beis Yitzchak, who says that Vadai Shlohoyakoshal Rishonim Ligzar Shemiolech Hatinok Brishus Haram. He says you shouldn't mention the child itself. Why? Because with regard to the child, there's a principle called Hachai Noseis Atzmo. So in other words, that's not a real violation of a Doraisa. Now again, it's very hard to say Hachai Noseis Atzmo in the case of a newborn baby that's only 8 days old. Hachai Noseis Atzmo means a child that's old enough, mature enough to walk on his or her own. Ela shekushas mas Hashem yolech hatinok lomul eitzal abaki v'achrei amila she'oz yesh latinok din chole v'dino kekofus she'ein bo heter shalachai noseis atzmo. Meaning after the milah, the child is not capable of walking or carrying himself, because he's a chola. V'lachei yesh ligzor shemach amila yolech ha'aves hatino geitzol imo v'yavirenu arba aves v'shesarab v'ayin sham tirutzo shekiven shekeman shehamila mitvatzas eitzol boki yosav boki lo yaniach sa'ov l'holich hasanimol v'shesarab. So we don't have to worry about the father carrying the baby after the milah v'shesarabim, because the moel is such a boki, he's going to make sure to guarantee that the father will not do such a thing. Then he quotes the Sfas Emes, Shechal Purim B'Shabbos, Dino Lahaktim Kriyas HaMegillah Erev Shabbos, Im Shochach V'lo Kor V'Erev Shabbos, Yochol Likros B'Shabbos. An amazing chiddush of the Sfas Emes. If they didn't get a chance to read the Megillah on Friday, they'll read the Megillah on Shabbos. Why? The Kave on Shahar Rabim Kfar Koru B'Erev Shabbos, since the bulk of the population read the Megillah already on Erev Shabbos, Memela Ein Chashash Shem Yavirenu, because now you're the only one, you're the individual, the Yotzei Dofen, so to speak, that's chayav in the mitzvah of Megillah, and therefore Ein HaKol Trudim Bo, and therefore others will supervise him and make sure that he doesn't carry. That he doesn't carry the Megillah for Amos in Rosh Hashanah. Then at the end he quotes a Meiri, Shiny mitzvahs lulav a shofar shlo nemer behem beferush shem dochim shavus mashen kem emila ksiv ba yom hashvini yimol v'lo echmiru heichat shekosva tor beferush. In other words, we have a rule that the Rabbanu will never prohibit something with the Torah itself mandated, the Torah commanding you to do something. So if the Torah mentioned do this, then the Rabbanu are not going to say don't do this. In other words, the Torah says blow the shofar. It doesn't say blow the shofar on Shabbos. In the case of Milah, the Torah tells you to be mal on Shabbos. Okay, that's what we have over here. Now, we want to talk about Kriyas HaTorah. Did you ever think about it? In the case of Kriyas HaTorah, we read from a Sefer Torah, and it's on Shabbos. Why are we worried that maybe he'll take the Sefer Torah and he'll carry it to a baki? Unless you want to say that the Megillah is very small and compact, and you might carry it. The Sefer Torah is gigantic and it weighs a ton. Hikshat Tosis Yontif. I'd like you to see it inside if you don't mind. You see it? Milo Gozral Kriyas HaTorah B'Shabbos Gzeres Shemiyavir Sefer Torah Arba Amos B'Shesrav Etireitz Al Pi Mashikos V'Atur Shakorei B'Parsha Tzorech L'Sader Oso Tchila Pa'amayim V'Sholosh Be'Do L'Vein Atzmo Mevela Kol HaKor B'Tor B'Kiyim Heim V'Yen Aleim Chashash. So whereas in the case of Megillah, you can have someone who's a novice at reading the Megillah, he really gets nervous and he forgets himself and he carries the Megillah to a baki. In the case of shofar, you might be unexperienced with the shofar. This might be the first time you're blowing the shofar. And even in the case of Nanuim, how experienced, how expertise are you at Nanuim? But in the case of Kriyas HaTorah, the Torah requires that you be a baki. It means you have to repeat and review before you get up and lane publicly. And therefore, you're a baki already. And if you're a baki, we don't fear that you'll carry the sefer Torah. But sefer nishal leDavid hikshal tirid zevachi chayavu lahochir akrilus neshabis arivaday yochol gam lesader b'shabis v'neichu sha'oz yelech lishol chacham. No, he's preparing before Kriyas HaTorah. He wakes up at 6 in the morning on Shabbos morning, and he reviews and he repeats the Kriya, and all of a sudden he sees he doesn't know what's going on, so he has a question, and he wants to ask a baki. So in that case, he might carry a Dalet Amos Brishus HaRav. U'b'maisa Rav me'agro kosav Korin Megillah Shir Hashirim Rusu Koheles with Beis Hakness B'Tzibur V'Gam B'Shabbos. Now it's interesting. As far as Megillah Esther is concerned, we won't allow you to read Megillah Esther on Shabbos. But the other Megillos, like Koheles and Rus and Shir Hashirim, they say the Gaon says the Gaon will be allowed. You'll be allowed to read those Megillos even on Shabbos. So if Pesach coincides with Shabbos, as it often does, or Shavuos coincides with Shabbos, or Sukkot coincides with Shabbos. In fact, when do we read Koheles? On Shabbos of Sukkot, Chol Hamoed. So the Gaon says there's no problem. Yeah, and that's the minute to read Koheles on Shabbos, Chol Hamoed, Sukkot. What happened to Gzeirat HaRav? Now this is really a difficult question, because if you think about it, this case is almost identical to Kriyas HaMegillah. You could perhaps say that in the case of these Megillos, he reviews it very well before he gets up to read it. But I don't know why you wouldn't say the same thing about Kriyas HaMegillah, Megillas Esther. So they report that the Gaon was asked this question. Maishna mi Megillah v'shofar v'luluv shegozvev shevi avrenu dalet amas v'shesarav v'heshiv Shona hu Megillah bizmana v'shofar v'luluv shem chovas yochid aval kriyas haTorah hu Megillos lo hukvu klal ala yochid ela al. Now here I don't know if you have the photocopy ela al ha rabin. Okay, so it's the two lines here on top here. Maybe you don't mind sharing it. El al rabim sharei im ein asora ein chiyuv klal al yochid ubedorish ein chiyuv amutol ki im al rabim ein loch shemi avirenu ki rabim midkarei adodim. One will mention, I'll remind the other. Now this is very strange because we just finished saying in the name of the Ran in the previous paragraph, if you haven't forgotten, that in the cases of Lulav and Shofar Megillah, because everybody's involved in the mitzvah, that's why no one's going to remind the other one. Now the Gaon is turning the tables upside down and inside out, and he's saying that in Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur or in Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibur, since everybody's involved in the mitzvah, therefore one will remind the other. So let's get it straight. Is it when the masses are involved in the mitzvah, one will remind the other? Or when the masses are involved in the mitzvah, everyone's tarud, and no one's going to remind the other one? So I think what we're going to have to say is that when the Ran says that in these three mitzvahs of Lulav, Shofar, Megillah, since everyone is tarud, no one's going to remind the other one, what he means is that it's an individual chiyuv that's incumbent upon each individual. Masha'enkin, in contrast, in the cases of Kriyas HaTorah and Megillah, when I say Megillah, I mean Rus, Shir Hashirim, and Koheles, where there is no Chiv on the Yochid. The Chiv was incumbent on the Tzibur. In such a case, the Tzibur is all involved to make sure that no violations are incurred. And lastly, he has a teretz here on the bottom, if you see Nobi Yud Ches, in the same of Nishal and David. Sheva sefer Torah lo chashash u'shemi avirenu shari afilu b'chol ein lo hotzi sefer Torah b'mkoma. That we have no kasha from sefer Torah because you're not allowed to move a sefer Torah from place to place. In cases of urgency, we allow moving the sefer Torah from one place to another, but generally speaking, we don't allow. So therefore, he's not going to forget himself and carry it out to Rishus HaRav. I don't know exactly how that's going to answer the case of Megillas Rus, Megillas Shir Hashirim. There's no Iser of taking it from its place. The ayin be prima godim shehemi me atos shabbos shetirus the shiny kriyas haTorah shelo rotzu leakar legamri kriyas haTorah mashen kik shofar megillah lulav lo akru ella kishachal b'shabbos the ayin marsham shal pi mashkos v'toisus shemitzvah the rabbanon ain on the bohul v'lo yovi lahotzi arba avos v'sarab megillah shemidivrei kabbalah kidivrei Torah dami. Now, is this concept of being bohul that you're so involved in the mitzvah that you might forget yourself? In Yiddish, we call it orangutan. Right? That's, I suppose, a German word. You know, when you're so orangutan in the mitzvah, the bohul in the mitzvah, you might forget yourself. That's only if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, but not if it's mitzvah d'rabban. So, Megillas Esther is considered like a mitzvah d'oraisa because it's in the Tanakh, whereas the other Megillas, that's purely d'rabban.
Is that also why maybe we have to read Esther from a klaf, whereas the other Megillot is ideal?
Right, right. We'll be much more makpid on Megillah in many, many different ways because it's a quasi-Doraisa. Not exactly a Doraisa, but very similar. Let's go on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Rav Yosef Omar. And this is three lines up before the end of Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Rav Yosef wants to give an additional reason, an explanation as to why we don't read Megillah on Shabbos. Because one of the main mitzvos of Purim, of course, is Matanos Levyonim. When did the Avyonim get a chance to really find a massive concentration of many Jews so they can collect
Megillah?
Correct. And that's called, in the language of Rav Yosef, Ipnesha Einam Shalaniyam Nisuos B'mikra Megillah. The eyes of the Aniyim are looking, they're anticipating, they're hoping that during Kriyas HaMegillah they'll be able to receive Matanos Levyonim. But if it's on Shabbos, no one's carrying any money, and therefore the Aniyim are going to lose out. So this takana, that on Shabbos we don't read the Megillah, that's for the benefit of the Aniyim in order to guarantee the mitzvah of Matanos L'Aniyim. Tanya Nami Hochi, we have a brice that seems to support Rav Yosef, that the Chachamim were worried about the Aniyim, that they shouldn't take any loss. And it says in the Braisa, Afal Pisha Omru, Kforim Akdimim Liyom Aknisa. We'll see how concerned the Chachamim are with Matanos Levyonim, that the Kforim, the villages, it says in the first Mishnah in the Masechta that we learned, that they can read it on a Monday or a Thursday before Yudalit. However, Govim Bo Bayom, on the day of Knisa, on that Monday or Thursday, we collect matanos on behalf of the Aniyim. U'mechalkim bo bayom. Now, even though this is a fluky kind of reading, it's going on the 11th of Adar, the 12th of Adar, the 13th of Adar, since before Purim, the Aniyim are not running around looking for villagers to collect tzedakah and get the matanos l'Aniyim. So they made a takana that on the Yom HaKnisa, the gaboyim, the collectors, will make sure to go around and collect staka so that they can give it out to the aniyim. Now, what does it mean when it says in this brisa af al pisha omru? That's what the Gemara wants to know. Af al pisha omru. It sounds like that even though they read the Megillah earlier on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, nevertheless we're going to divide. We're going to divide up the matanos on that very day of Knisa. Adarava. What does it mean? Afal pi. It shouldn't say afal pi. It should have said mishum diomruhu. Now, since they established that the Kriyas HaMegillah is going to be on the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th, in the case of the Kfarim, right? Therefore, they're going to give out the tztokah to Nanim on that day when they read the Megillah. Ella, therefore, the Gemara changes the girsa and the brisa. It should read Hoil the Omru. Now, since the Chacham established that Kfarim Akdim Liyom Aknisa, they read it earlier, is Govin, they're going to collect Matanos Levyonim Bo Bayom, on that very day, the Yom Aknisa, when they read the Megillah, Machalkim Bo Bayom, Mipnei Sheinam Shalaniyim Nisuos B'mikra Megillah. In any event, we see very carefully, very clearly, that the Chachamim, when they changed the date for Megillah reading, they made sure to guarantee that the Matanos Levyonim would be given out and divvied up properly, and they were kovei the matanos levyonim on the day of the Kriyas HaMegillah, which is Yom HaKnisa. And this price is support from Yosef, that was so concerned about the Aniyim that we're not going to allow the Megillah reading to take place on Shabbos because the Aniyim are going to lose out. Now the Gemara brings the rest of the brisa, Avol, and here we turn to Daf Ayamid Aleph. Simcha, which means the Sudas Purim, Einano Heges El Bizmana, which means the following, that although the villagers in the Kfarim will read the Megillah on Yom HaKnisa, which could be as early as the 11th of Adar or the 12th and 13th, nevertheless, they will not have Sudas Purim. So it's very interesting. The Sudas Purim itself will take place on the 14th of Adar, but the Kriyas HaMegillah will take place before that. This is what I call a bifurcated Purim. You can have Purim on different dates. So if I ask you in a quiz question to test you in Masechta Megillah, see if you know it by heart, when is it that we can split for the same person Purim into 2 days? I mean, L'chor Purim is either on the 14th or the 15th. You can't have a second day of Purim. And the answer is going to be for the Bnei HaKfarim. They're going to read the Megillah on one day, but they'll have the Sudas Purim on a different day. Now at this point, I'd like you to take out the Yalkut HaBirim that I photocopied for you. And we have here a question from the Turi Evan. This is on this page. So again, you'll have to share it if you don't mind. You see, he has the Turi Evan here, right? Hiksha B'Turi Evan. This is the same author as the Shagasari. Madua Nokta Brice as Dina Dafkal Bnei HaKfarim. That the Bnei HaKfarim, that they begin early with their Purim, that's only as far as Megillas, as reading Megillas Esther and giving out Matos of Yonah, but as far as Sudas Purim, they have to wait till the 14th. Bela Omra, Shekol Eilish Makdimim, Govim Bo Bayom, Via Nichol Gam, Bnei Yudalot, Tesvav Shalfame Makdim Makriel Erev Shabbos. What about the case where the 14th of Adar falls on a Shabbos? So here too, we're not going to read the Megillah on Shabbos because of the Gzeirah d'Rabbah, but rather we're going to read the Megillah on Erev Shabbos. No, if we're going to read the Megillah on Erev Shabbos, when are we going to have the Sudas Purim? Right. And again, the assumption here, the Turi Evan, is that we're going to split between Kriyas HaMegillah, which is going to take place on the 13th of Adar, because the 14th of Adar is Shabbos. So we can't read the Megillah. And on the 14th of Adar, or maybe on the 15th of Adar, we're going to have the Sudas Shabbos, the Sudas Purim. So why does he focus all his attention here, singling out the case of the Kfarim, who are Makdim L'Yom HaKnisa? It's not just the Kfarim. The Tireis Mishum de Besefer Nemar, Avol Simcha Einen Oheges Ela Bizmano, Klomar. Shabraisa Rotzal Chadesh, Shesasimcha Lo Makdim. V'din ze lo yachidush rak l'kfarim shmakdim yom ha'kniso. Ki ha'yetzad lomar hol v'akdomas ha'kfarim dolberes me'apasur. Yesh lomar shel gavim yom ha'kniso hu k'mo yudal l'prozim. That should be a day of Purim. Sh'rei zeu zmanam ha'kavua sh'nevar b'megila. V'im kein k'mo sh'bnei yudal hayom simcha lehem. So that if you celebrate Purim on Yudal, that's the day of Simcha, that's when you eat the Suda. So we have both the Kriyas HaMegillah and the Suda on the same day Yudal. Cain, Bnei HaKfarim, once we establish that their day for Kriyas HaMegillah is on the 13th, then that day should be the day of Simcha, and we should pack it all in. We should unite and integrate Purim and all the aspects of Purim, meaning the Megillah, together with Sudas Purim on the same day. Call it the 11th, the 12th, the 13th. Kamash from the Brice wants to tell you that no, that Simcha only applies Bizmana, meaning on Yudal. However, as far as the Kedima of an Erev Shabbos situation, there, Purim itself is really on Yudal. The only Kedima is because they cannot fulfill the Megillah reading because of Gzeirah d'Rabbah, because of Shabbos. So he says, Osam Shemakdim L'Erev Shabbos, when they read the Megillah on the 13th of Adar on Friday, it's Mishum Gzeirah d'Rabbah, Pshita, it's absolutely certain and clear, we don't need any Chiddush here, Shesimcha Eidin Oheges El Bizmana, Sharei Kol Mashik Dimu Kriya, Ein El Mishum Gzeirah. So the Gzeira is not going to undermine the law of Purim and the celebration of Purim and the Simchas Purim. If you take a look at the footnote, he says that all this depends upon the question of Ketzad Nogim Shechal Purim Lios B'Shabbos and Yemishteh V'Simcha. That's going to be the subject of the Mishnah later on. And now we go on. Omar Rav. This is one of the most famous sugyas in Masechta Megillah. And the question is, do we have to have a minyan? Is that an absolute critical requirement as far as Megillah reading is? Because in Omar Rav, Megillah Bizmana, if you're reading the Megillah in its time, which would mean the 14th for the cities, that's the unwalled cities, the 15th for the walled cities, Koron Osafil V'Yochid, there's no difference, there's no requirement of gathering together the tzibur. You can read the Megillah in your own house alone, because you're going to be mefarsing the Nes, and since the day itself is the Zman of Purim, therefore the Kriyas HaMegillah on that day, the day of Purim, is Pirsim HaNes. However, what if you read the Megillah Shelo Bizmano? Remember we spoke about the villagers, and they are mocked into the Yom HaKnisa, which means the Yod Aleph Yod Beis Yod Gimel. Or for example, if Purim coincides with Shabbos, and therefore we're going to have to read the Megillah on the 13th, which is Erev Shabbos, so that's already Shelo Bizmano, says Rav Basora. We must have a tzibur of Asura. So the day itself, if it's Purim, could generate a Pirsim HaNes. And you don't need a tzibur for that. It's built in to the day. The day, in a sense, like a catalyst that activates the Megillah reading and upgrades it to the level of Pirsim HaNes because of the day itself. But if you're not reading it on the day of Purim because of the Din of Kedima, then you don't have that power, that agency of the day of Purim to upgrade your Kriya into a Kiyum of Pirsim HaNes. What do you need in order to do that? A tzibur. You need 10 Jews. So it comes out of Osai that in many cases we're going to require a minimum of 10 people for Kriya HaMegillah. And Rav is saying that in the case of Megillah Shel Bizmana, which again we divide up into two subcategories. That applies, number one, for the Bnei HaKfarim who are mocked into the Yom HaKnisa. Number two, it applies when Shabbos coincides with Purim. Now Rav Asi goes a giant step further. Bein bizmana, bein shelo bizmana, basara. There is no such thing as Pirsim HaNes without asara. So my friends, according to Rav Asi, if Nevuchim can't make it to shul, and you can't gather a whole million of people to hear your Megillah reading at home, then drop it. Don't even bother with Kriyas HaMegillah. It means that according to Rav Asi, Kriyas HaMegillah is a Chovas Tzibur. Now based on the Gaon that we saw before, the Vilna Gaon in Maisa Rav, who says that whenever there's a Chiv on the Tzibur, like Kriyas HaTorah, or like Shir HaShirim, Rus, and Koheles, then we don't push aside the Kriya for the sake, because of Gzeirah D'Rabbah. Because once it's a Chiv on the Tzibur, everyone's going to be involved, and everyone's going to bother each other, or I should say supervise each other, make sure that they don't violate the Shabbos. So if that be the case, according to Rav Asi, we should come to this very strange conclusion that we do read the Megillah on Shabbos. Because Megillah is a Chovas Tzibur. There's no such thing as Megillah without Asara. Now if you look in the footnote, so there are two footnotes here, this Aleph and this Beis. Aleph, is there water here somewhere in the room? No, I thought I had.
Hot or cold?
You want to just run over very quickly?
Hot or cold?
No, just give me, from the filter, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So yeah. It's going to be room temperature. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. So now what do we have over here? We have two footnotes, both based on Rashi, footnotes Aleph and Beis. Okay, then, so again, in footnote Beis, he points out, which I think we came up with on our own, that according to Rav, Megillah Shelo Bizmana requires Asara, and that's even B'dieved. And according to Rav Asi, Megillah, even Bizmana requires Asara. Everybody agrees as far as Megillah Shelo Bizman. And we're going to have to look at this page that I gave you in order to appreciate that. And before we do that, let's just quickly take a look at number Aleph here, in which he says that what's a case of Shelo Bizmano is the Bnei HaKfarim B'Yom HaKnisa. Well, thank you so much. And if you take a look, he quotes on the second line here, the Rashba and the Ritva, they say that Bizman HaZeh, we don't have Takonis B'nai HaKfarim. And therefore this whole sugya becomes totally theoretical. And therefore he wants to suggest that Shelo Bizman is a reference to the Purim that coincides with Shabbos, which is very relevant even in our time. So let's turn now to this page that I gave you, and we'll see the paragraph that says Bir Bekavonis Rav Rav Ashi Rav Asi Shelo Bizman Basor. Rashi Mefarish Shelo Bizmano Kigon Kforim Amakdim L'Yom HaKnisa. However, the Rashba and the Ritva, as we saw earlier, ask the following: Bizman HaZeh, we don't have the institution of Kedima of the Kfarim. So the whole debate here, back and forth between Rav and Rav Asi, seems to be totally theoretical. And therefore, they substitute, instead of the Kfarim, we talk about the case that Shabbos coincides with Purim, and in such a case, we have Kedima, and we'll read the Megillah on Erev Shabbos, which is the 13th. Or, for example, if the 15th of Adar falls on Shabbos, then the Mukafim, instead of reading it on the 15th, we'll read it on the 14th on Erev Shabbos. But the Ritva wants to come to the aid and the defense of Rashi. And he says the following: Ikar mashedonu rav rav asiu be'inyin kriyas ha-megillah bizman. Their whole diyun and debate is not about kriyas ha-megillah shelo bizmano, but rather kriyas ha-megillah bizmano. And the question is whether you require asara for kriyas ha-megillah bizmano. But derech agav, they mentioned that shelo bizmano is definitely, and Shelo Bizmano definitely requires asara, even though it's not nogel alocha. But don't reject Rashi out of hand by saying that the whole discussion and the whole debate between Rav and Rav Asi is irrelevant today, because according to Rashi we're talking about the Kfarim, and the Kfarim is not an active halacha today. That's not a fair objection to Rashi, because the whole discussion here and the debate between Rav and Rav Asi is dafka about Megillah Bizmano, a classical Megillah reading on the 14th. But the Turi Eben wants to defend Rashi in a slightly different way. He says it's possible that Rav and Rav Asi hold like Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda, even Bizman HaZeh, there is a Takonis Kfarim. Again, we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, but that is the Shita. So it's very possible that Rav and Rav Asi accepted the Shita of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Turi Eben. The Karban Asanal answers to defend Rashi that Rashi had interpreted earlier that the reason why they were mevatel the Takon of the Bnei Kfarim is because Bizman HaZeh is Pazru Yisrael, Ein Shluchei Bez Magim Etzlom, Umechashmim is Yimei HaPesach, Al Pi Yimei HaPurim. So there's going to be a mistake about eating Chometz B'Pesach. Why? Because they're going to calculate 30 days from the day in which they read the Megillah. They don't realize that if they read the Megillah 32 days before Pesach. As a result, they're going to start Pesach early and end Pesach early, and they're going to be eating Chometz on the day of Pesach. So that's Rashi Shita. Behine, B'yimei Rav, Adayin hoyim mekadshim al pi ha-re'iyah, hoyim ha-shluchim yotzim, kifur v'ram v'kishachosh perkeh. At what point in history did we make the shift from Kiddush al pi re'iyah, when the Eidim would come into Bezdin, to Kiddush al pi cheshbon, when we just checked the calendar? That took place at the period of Abayin Rava. But Rav and Rav Asi, who were the early first generation Amoraim, they lived at the time when they were still being mekadesh al pi re'iyah. Now, if they were Kaddish al pi re'iya, then we have the following conclusion. And now we turn up to the left column. He says, Mashma vurli el shekvar bezmana tanoim botlak domas hakfarim hayu rak bi osim makomas rechokim shein shluchim bez magil shabal makomas krovim shohayu ashlichim agim aleim lo botlak domas hakfarim. So in other words, even at the time of Rav and Ravasi, there was in fact, according to the Karmen Asanel, an active din of Kedima, where the Kfarim would read on an earlier day. And why is that so? Because they didn't have the problem of Chometz, because the Shluchim always got there on time, and they knew exactly when Pesach was. So there wasn't any confusion about when to start Pesach, where they had to calculate retroactively from Purim to Pesach. Then when we get to the period of Abayim Rava, there was no long Kiddush Piriya, then they were Mevatel Akdomas HaKfarim Legam. So at the time of Ravasi and Rav, there was still some vestige of this minog of the Bnei HaKfarim reading the Megillah on the earlier days, and therefore this reasoning of do we require Asara when it's Shalom Bismana, do we not require Asara, is a very relevant halacha, and that's what Rashi is saying, even at the time of Rav and Ravas. But let's ask the flip question. The Rishonim say that what we're talking about Megillah Shelo Bezman is the case where Shabbos coincides with Purim. Why didn't Rashi offer that suggestion? And that's what he addresses here in the next Keta. He says, "Vatam she Rashi lo pirush ka Rishonim ki Rashi bir shatam she bezmana korim biyochid." Why is it that in the case of Megillah Bezman you could read biyochid? And the answer is mitoshi choval kol yochiv yochor nosafil biyochid ufisha kol korim ba veikar persmanes. Rashi holds that on the day of Purim itself, even if you read the Megillah biyochid, that generates persmanes. Ulshitaso, according to Rashi Shita, vade ena yochol lefarish karaj, but you cannot allow and accept the pshat of the Rashi. But sharei kshachal purim b'shabbos ubnei yoros maktivim li'erev shabbos is gamkin kol yochid kori bo bayo. No, it's now the day of Purim has been shifted from the 14th over to the 13th. The ikar persimanes, because Rashi Shita said if it's the day of Purim, then there is persimanes. The kolshkein kasher b'nei tesvav maktivim liyudalid, if Shabbos is on the 15th, shekola olam korim bo bayom, the entire Welt is reading on that day, both the, this is the Shita of our Mishnah, which reflects the Shita of Revi, against another Tana. But anyway, Revi's Shita is that both the walled cities and the unwalled cities are going to commemorate Purim and read the Megillah on the very same day, which is the 14th Erev Shabbos. So certainly, in such a case, we don't have a problem of Pirsum Anes, and even a Yachid could be Mefarset Mesanes. You'll tell me it's Shalom Bezmano, but the answer is it's not Shalom Bezmano, because all of Klal Yisrael has shifted Purim over to the 14th. And therefore, Lachain Huchrach Rashi Lufash Rechak B'nei HaKfarim Akdimim Yesh Lev Chiyuv Likro Basora Mishum Persumim Nes, because here we don't have the day of Purim, we're talking about Yud Alef, Yud Beis, and Gimel, those days that are vested with the status of Purim, and therefore their Kriya has to be upgraded artificially, so to speak, or externally to the level of Persumim Nes through the agency of Asor. Now, what is the machlok shin Rav and Ravas? Again, they both agree that Kriya Shalom Bizmana requires Asara. They argue about Kriya Bizmana. So what's this all about? So let's take a moment to skip, if you fast forward to the bottom of the column. He says, Hine, le'inyan Kriya Samegila Shalom Bizmana, lo nechleku Rav for Ravasi. Everybody agrees that you need Asara. Yesh levar, but let's clarify. Im din zeh rak lechatchila o shema akev afilu b'di'evet. The Meiri paskin zeh lechatchila you need asara, and we're talking about shalom bezmano. I will b'di'evet af b'yochin yotzi dechov vasbat yarzorua, and other poskim say that it's absolutely critical, it's absolutely indispensable that there be asara, and that's likuva in Megillah shalom bezmano. That's bein l'rav, bein l'ravas. But the Pri Chodesh writes that there's a machlokis on this point between Rav and Ravas. Why? He says Ravasi should have said Afilu Bismana Basora. Even when we read the Megillah on its in its proper time, we should still require Asor. But instead, what does he say? He says Bein Bismana Bein Shalom Bismana Basora. Why didn't he say Afilu Bismana Basora? That was the problem that the Pre-Chodesh was bothered by. Therefore, the Pre-Chodesh offers the following interpretation. Shehem Cholkim Gam L'Gabe Kriya Shalom Bismana. They're arguing even about Kriya Shalom Bismana. Here it got cut off. But, yeah. And he says the following. That according to Rav, if it's Kriya Shalom Bismana, then you can't read the Megillah with less than Asar. Even with the Eved, you're not Yotza. Ravasi, on the other hand, holds that Bein Kriya Shalom Bismana, Bein Kriya Bismana, L'chatchila, you have to look and run around to get Asar. But with the Eved, Korin Af B'Yachid, this is a very radical breakthrough of the Pre-Chodesh. The Pre-Chodesh wants to say that when Ravasi requires asara for Megillah reading, whether it's Bismana or Shalom Bismana, that's only lechatchila, in the ideal state. You have to run around to try to get a minyan. But for the Eved, if you can't get a minyan, then you can read it even b'achilus. That's according to Ravasi. According to Rav, there are two extremes over here. There's Bismana, which doesn't require asara at all. Don't even bother looking for asara. And then there's Shalom Bismana, where you don't have the possibility of reading the Megillah unless you have Asara. And it's absolutely Leikuva, it's absolutely critical. So this is the Shita of the Pre-Chodesh. He points out in the footnote that it's not just the Pre-Chodesh. He says the Beis Yitzchak also agrees with this, and he sees it in the language of Rashi. Rashi says with regard to Rav, let's take a look at the Rashi Shalom Bismana, which is three lines down from the top. Rashi says, Kigon Kfarim, Hamakdimim Liyomaknisa, Ein Kornosa Elabasara. Do you see that language of Rashi? Rashi is clearly saying that according to Rav, there's no possibility of reading the Megillah without Asara in the case of Shalom Bismana. Now let's take a look at Ravasi. Here Rashi says, Mitzvah lachazer achar asara, which means alachatchil, if all things are equal, you're obligated to try to gather together asara. Aval I lo ishkach asara, says Rashi, if he doesn't find asara. Lo amar Ravasi, again, all the focus here is on Ravasi, to lo likri, that he shouldn't read it. In other words, there's only a mitzvah to read it to the asara, and that's the ideal mitzvah, but it's not critical. And you can, according to Ravasi, read the Megillah Ben Bismana Ben Shalom Bismana without Asara B'Yochid. That's Rashi. But again, the first Rashi is critical. Shalom Bismana, there he's talking about Rav. And Rav says Shalom Bismana requires Asara. And Rashi interprets that Ein Korin Osa Ela Be'Asara. And that's how the Beis Yitzchak proves this interpretation of the Pre-Chodesh. Now, according to Rav, in the case of Megillah Bismana, you read it b'yachid. Even l'chatchil, there's no din of running around to try to get asara. And Rashi explains, because hakol korimbo, since everybody's required to read it bismana, yesh pirsum anes, there's a built-in pirsum anes because of that very day of Purim that obligates every individual to read the Megillah. According to Rav Asi, in the case of Megillah Bismana, and how much more so in the case of Megillah Shabbat, l'chatchil, you have to run around to get Asar. There's no built-in piercing on Esa coin to Ravasi. But b'di'evet, korei b'yoch. Counsel in the Rashban, he asks the following question. What time is it, by the way? Because I don't want to miss Baruch Hu.
Any second?
So do me a favor, Binyam, if you don't mind, open the door and we'll see if the people are gathering together for Baruch Hu. We'll leave the door open. He says the following: Harashba makshal shitas rav. Lama hi kilu lekfarim la yorosh ein be masor batlonim lahaktim liyom atnisa. Hello, kol yochid 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 likro bimkomo bismano. The Rashba wants to say, if Megillah reading, in the case of the kfarim and the ayoros, even if they don't have asor, they can read it biyochid. So then, why did they make this whole big to do here and establish a kriya on a different day to allow the kfarim to be makdim to Yom HaKnisa? Why don't they just keep the day of Purim as is and call Yochid V'Yochid Yochid Likro Bimkomo Ubizman? What I don't understand about the kash of the Rashba is the Rashba seems to be assuming that the kfarim have the ability to read the Megillah. Maybe the villagers were so ignorant that they didn't even know how to read the Megillah, and therefore we gave them the ability to come in on the Yom HaKnisa, and then when they went into the big city, there they would find a Baki who would be able to read the Megillah on their behalf. The Ode, he goes on and asks another kasha. The Braisa back in Daf Gimel says the Konim Levim Yisrael Mevatlim Me'avodosam Uboim Lishmoa Mikra Megillah, and you're mevatel Talmud Torah in order to come and hear Mikra Megillah. Why is that so? If lechatchila, if it's Purim, you're allowed to read the Megillah b'yachidus according to Rav Asi, why would they go out of their way to be mevatel Talmud Torah for the sake of Mikra Megillah? Why doesn't he just continue his learning, and when he gets a chance, he'll find the opportunity to read the Megillah? Obviously, we want to get the tzibur together as one. So therefore the Rashba says, Shegam Rav Moda Shemitzvina Muvchar Likros as a Megillah Bitzibur. In other words, even Rav is going to agree that an ideal situation, if all things are perfect, then we're going to require a tzibur, even according to Rav, even Bismana, because of the din of Rov Am Barov Am Hadras Hadras Melech. So the only machlokus then, according to the Rashi, between Rav Asi and Rav is about whether l'chatchila we have to go out of our way to try to gather together asor to read the tzibur. And in the case of Megillah Bizmana, Rav says you don't have to be toreach, but if you have a tzibur that's gathered together, then even Rav would agree that that enhances the kiyum of Mikra Megillah. That's the ideal mitzvah min ha-muvchar of Kriyas HaMegillah. And if the Chacham wanted to make a takon of Kedimas HaKfarim L'Yom HaKnisa in order to facilitate the Kriyas HaMegillah B'Rabim. So that's the Shita of the Rashi. Okay then? So I think Tosfos says that this machlokas here b'di'evet. According to Rav Asi, even b'di'evet you're not yotzei b'yochid, and that's even b'megillah b'zmana, because according to Rav Yos, according to Rav Asi, Megillah ben b'zmana ben shelo b'zmana is a chovas yochid, and there's no possibility of being yotzei b'yochid. That's the shita of Tosfos, and Tosfos being a raya from a sugya later on in Rav Yochanan, hakoreas hamegillah aksuvim ben aksuvim lo yotza, and the Gemara says that's only b'tzibur of b'yochid yotza. So Rav Yochanan apparently holds that according to Rav, like Rav, that Megillah could be read b'yochid. But if Tosfos would have held that even Rav Asi is b'di'eved, yoyotze b'kriyosa afkshikar b'yochid, then they wouldn't have a proof. So in any event, the bottom line is that according to Tosfos, Rav Asi has a very radical shita, and he holds that you must have a tzibur to read the Megillah b'yin b'yochid u'bein. But that's not like the other Rishonim that we saw, that the requirement of Asara, according to Rav Asi, is only L'chatchila, but you can read, if necessary, the Megillah B'yochid, it could be Yotze B'yochid. Okay, then?